This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly. Real quick, if you want to call in, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. This is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ, John 14:6. And again, we understand that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period. And until we all understand that, we're not going to know where we're going. Absolutely not, if we don't know where we came from. Common sense does come into play. Woodrow Wilson said that back in the 20s. He was true. Love him or hate him, he was right. Folks, much to cover. It's been done before. It can be done again, seeking to remove a governor. We're seeing more of this happening across the United States of America because people are beginning to go back to not only the Word of God, first and foremost, right, but secondly, the U.S. Constitution, and they're finding in the Articles of Provision that they can actually, within themselves, bring charges and removal concerning their said representatives, regardless of what capacity of incumbency, just for the record. So we have people going to school right now, and it's a good time to do it. There's no better time to do it, as a matter of fact. Especially with what we see coming down chain link or the flagpole concerning this vaccination and what these governors are doing unconstitutionally. We'll get to more of that in just a couple of moments. I want to cover something before we get to that, and I think it's of importance. Did you guys know, and if you didn't, of course, that's why you're here, right? But did you know that in Israel right now, did you know that Israelis, 75% of Israelis, are refusing vaccinations? Did you know that? Globally refusing vaccines. And it's interesting because this came from Christian News Truth. I like to say that their cruelties are swelling our ranks, and in fact, they are, friends. And it's interesting as well that the voice of the mainstream media does not want you to hear what I'm telling you right now, but yet it's surfacing. Day after day, week after week, month after month of this rolling out. Now, you heard during the break, by the way, just bringing this to the now and the present, because the Word of God is applicable to everything we do every day of the week, every second of the day, every minute of the day, every hour of the day, so on and so forth. But you just heard during the break about how they're already talking about another vaccination for COVID-19 to roll out. This is all coming straight from Bill Gates, just so you know that he's the guy. Everything Bill says, you see the mainstream media falling into line with it. Now, isn't it interesting? On the front page of the Minneapolis Star and Tribune, they call it the Red Star here in Minnesota. It's communism, right? It had on the front page that they're waiting for an approval for the second vaccine. I mean, folks, they act like everybody's just all happy and up in arms. They're elated about what's going on concerning this vaccination. They act like they actually know what they're talking about. Now, keep in mind, friends, these same scientists, by the way, which is a study of creation. These are the ones that can't even come up with a cure for a common cold. They cannot come up with a cure for baldness, or the smallest of ailments, friends. And yet they want us to believe within 1 year they came up with a vaccination, which, by the way, they have not proven. And yet now that it's been out for 1 day, remember yesterday they sold it to us, like one frontline worker said that she was relieved it was out. Did you really think the same propagandists were actually going to come out and have someone on air actually combating their narrative? Absolutely not, friends. And what's happened here is because of 88% of the American people that are foolish enough to put a mask on their face without even having known if the narrative is true or not, which it is not, and we've proven that 1,000 times over the last 9 months, it's interesting, they have given the green light to the first vaccination. They're so encouraged right now, friends, that they're talking about a second vaccination after 1 day. After 1 day. I'm not kidding you. Just to show you what happens when you comply with tyranny. You add strength to tyranny. You encourage tyrants to continue on doing what they're doing, friends. A day after the first vaccination's released, they're already talking about an approval for a second one. No, folks, listen to me carefully. Defy the first one, defy the second one, defy the third one, and put these guys in jail because that's where they belong. Okay? They belong in jail, to say the least. Again, putting this up against Scripture, Leviticus 17:11, Leviticus 19:19, and consider the source, friends, Ephesians 4:14. Read that when you get a moment as well. But what I want to highlight right now, friends, is the fact that we know that just a couple days ago, Cambridge came out documentation of all positive COVID tests of 9,000 students at Cambridge. 100% were false positives. We've shared information on the Tanzanian president where he was using motor oil and pawpaw fruits, and they were giving them human names, and they were coming back with positive results concerning coronavirus. We talked about the Australian and the parliamentarians where he actually went out in front of all of his colleagues and he did a test called COVID-19. He used POP, and it came back positive. Folks, you need to understand that they need positive results, and that's why they are coming out in such a fashion, because they need to boost the stats on it to elevate the lie that they're promulgating on the people on a global basis, because they want you to believe that you're sick, because if you believe that you're sick, then and only then will you take the vaccination from the likes of Bill Gates, WHO, CDC, Anthony Fauci, this administration, the list goes on. Now, I want to get over to Israel real quick, okay? Because it's really true, friends, you can only oppress a people for so long before they rise up. Again, I like to say, let their cruelty swell our ranks. We're seeing this happening in the UK, where hundreds of thousands are taking to the streets in defiance to tyranny concerning COVID-19 and their lockdowns. You have Australia, you have France, you have Germany. Now it's the Israelis, friends. I want you to listen carefully. Christians for Truth reported up to 75% of Israelis are refusing to get vaccinated in coming COVID vaccine. They called it, ready for this? They called it the Holocaust. That's what they called it. Despite the relentless COVID propaganda in the Israeli press, just so you understand, this is a global push. And also understand, you've been sold that this guy is a good guy, Prime Minister Netanyahu. Well, he's allegedly agreeing to be the first in Israel, just like that of the Three Stooges, you know, Larry, Curly, and Moe, Barack Hussein Obama, Bill Clinton, and George Bush. Well, he like them, is lining up and saying, I'll be the first one to take the vaccination, friends. I'm going to come right back to this because this is noteworthy that people are resisting these COVID vaccinations all across the globe, but yet you're not hearing a peep through the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Merry Christmas to you and yours, friends. If you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're looking to go down on to another tour that is down south over the next month here. So if you're looking to book us, folks, now's the time to do that. If you know anything about the ministry, we are somewhere different every single month. We are broadcasting, but we are boots on the ground. We are obeying the Great Commission 16:15, that of Mark, and also Luke 19:10. If you want to check us out, see who it is that we are, what we have produced, and what it is that we're producing concerning the fruit of the ministry, Matthew 7:16, go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can book us at any time, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Also go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. We've been deplatformed by YouTube. The fact of the matter is, whatever platform we may be on, we will be on sonsoflibertymedia.com, the platform that we now have. Go ahead and click onto it. Join us on Top Chat. Do the same thing on beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page there. Click onto it. Join us on Top Chat. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Stick to the topic, please. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I'm just trying to make sure that you have all the options on the table concerning what's going on here. Okay. And again, I want to make clear that on this radio program, on this program, this daily program, 6 days a week, friends, we are giving it to you directly from the sources of those that are standing against the mainstream narrative, their narratives, friends, because you are not carrying two sides to COVID-19 in any sense of the word. You're just hearing through the mainstream media how everybody's going along with it, how everybody is doing it. Yesterday we heard from the little propagandist that fronts for Donald Trump, McNinney, when she was asked about the whole COVID-19, she was acting like, oh man, it's the cool thing to do. Oh, absolutely, for sure. Like, oh, my goodness, I'm so elated. Yes, it's out. Let's get over there and get our vaccinations. I don't know anybody like that. This is all the mainstream media. This is all driven by these propagandists. Every single one of them, friends. Why are you not given other options? Why is it that the politicians are unified on COVID-19? Why is this a global push? Why is Bill Gates, who is not a doctor, giving the directive? You have to answer those questions, and you have to answer them for yourselves. Why are big tech companies censoring guys like me in a major way? Because they don't want you to know the truth of the matter. So what I do, friends, is the same thing that I'm doing right now. I just simply go over to the fact that across the globe right now, in Australia, in the UK, in France, in Germany, America's beginning to wake up to this, friends, in a major way. But we're also seeing that of Israeli. And the Israeli people, friends, are saying absolutely no to it, to the 75% ratio. How come you're not hearing the reasons these people are saying no? Why are you not hearing the defiance in the hundreds of thousands per country in defiance towards tyranny in their prospective governments? Because they don't want you to know that. Listen to me, friends. They don't want you to know that you're unified. This is the voice of the people, friends. Christians for Truth reported up to 75% of Israelis refusing to get vaccinated incoming COVID vaccine. They are calling it the Holocaust. Why would they call it the Holocaust? Is this not craziness, friends? Despite the relentless COVID propaganda in the Israeli press, including Prime Minister Netanyahu allegedly agreeing to be the first in Israel to be vaccinated, the vast majority in Israel do not plan to get the COVID vaccine when it becomes available to the public in late December. Did you hear this through the mainstream media? Absolutely not. They don't want you to know. People know this for what it is. Israelis who choose to get vaccinated against coronavirus will receive, listen carefully, friends, I'm not making this up, put this up to Revelation 13:17, okay? Able to buy or sell unless you have the mark. Listen again. Israelis who choose to get vaccinated against coronavirus will then and only then receive free movement waivers, allowing them to bypass certain health restrictions, the health ministry has said. This is dangerous stuff, friends. It's the same thing, and the reason they're calling it the Holocaust is because these people understood and understand what took place under that of Adolf Hitler. They had to have papers. They had to have work papers to get passes to go to work, to get passes to do this. It got to the point where they had to wear a star. And by the way, it didn't just apply to the Jews. It applied to the dissidents, political dissidents, the gypsies, so on and so forth, friends. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said last week that Israel will begin administering coronavirus vaccinations on December 27th and that Israel was ready to vaccinate 60,000 people a day. Yet, you're not hearing that 75% of them are saying we are not taking the vaccination. Thousands of doses of the Pfizer vaccine arrived in Israel last week via special charter flights. Isn't it interesting, friends? No, let's just recollect for a moment. The history of dictators, they create the problem. They come around on the other side of the problem, right? And then history teaches us they come on the other side and they play the problem solver. If we've learned anything from history, those that have created the problem are, in fact, the ones that are giving you the answers. When I say to you continuously, friends, the ones that are selling you the virus, the same ones selling you the vaccination, keep in mind who's profiting from all of this and what is it really about. I need not go back to Mr. Depopulation Bill Gates and play the audio for you concerning how he wants to depopulate the world and how he said he wants to bring it from 9 billion to 6 billion and how he said if we're doing a good job on vaccinations, we can lower that. That's exactly what he said, friends. You know, it's also interesting to note, you can rest assured, all these people that are peddling for special interest groups, namely pharma, big pharma right now, friends, trying to get a needle in your arm and into your children's arms, keep in mind, this doesn't apply to them. Has anybody seen Billy Bob Gates with a mask on? Has anybody seen him or his wife ever with a mask on? Why is it that they won't vaccinate? Do you understand? Again, that is the definition of tyranny. And furthermore, just to reiterate the point, if there's a new watcher or listener right now, keep in mind Bill Gates is not a doctor, nor is he an elected representative in any sense of the word. His money's buying all of these Judases that are selling you out. And it's not just in America. It's all across the globe, friends. I want to go back to this. This so-called green passport will be handed out only after the second shot is administered, since Pfizer vaccine requires two jabs in order to be effective. Wow, that is pretty amazing that they can move that quick. 40 years of cancer research, no resolve. Again, keep in mind, they can't even bring about the resolve to a common cold, right? But rather than talking about the latter, let's go back to the former. They haven't proven the virus. Manufactured death records by doctors that are trying to get you the information, telling you that this is all predicated upon a lie. Statistically creating false positives. Everybody's sick, according to those that take the COVID-19. I'm humored when I hear someone say, oh, yeah, I got COVID. Yeah, who told you that? The ones that are profiting from that, right? People need to think. People need to wake up and understand that what's going on in these smaller countries right now is certainly going to happen here if we don't put a stop to this. And that's what people are beginning to do. Holders of the passports will be able to attend. Listen carefully. If you get your second shot, this is in Israel, holders of the passports will be able to attend public events and eat at restaurants, among other things. Does this sound familiar? Does this sound familiar to anybody, friends? This is the Third Reich all over the place. This is literally the Third Reich's playbook. During that particular time, it just didn't happen to be vaccinations. It was something else during that particular time, friends. Holders of the passports, those that get the second shot, said Bill Gates, said Benjamin Netanyahu, the good guy, right? Holders of the passport will be able to attend public events. I didn't know that the government had the authority to stop public events, to eat at restaurants. In this country, they've never been given delegated authority to shut down anybody's business. And by the way, you want to understand what's going on in America today, friends. Did you know that over 200 businesses in the state of Minnesota right now are planning on reopening in defiance to this tyrant named Tim Walz? And for the record, tomorrow we are going to have a representative from the state of Minnesota that is calling out this tyrant for who it is, who he is, and what he is. Friends, do you understand the severity of what's taking place right now? They're offering people through barter, illegal though it is, they're saying you can go back to your original lifestyle only if you do what we say. Did you sign up for this? Did they swear to do this in the United States? Absolutely not. Folks, you have some issues you need to deal with. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We are close to an agreement. It's not a done deal yet, but we are very close.
Senate Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, striking an optimistic tone regarding a new coronavirus deal. The Democrat also saying,
we will work in the future to provide additional relief as the country requires. but we need to provide a platform to build on. We need to address this emergency right now.
President-elect Joe Biden is encouraged by bipartisan negotiations on a new coronavirus relief package.
The stimulus package is encouraged. It looks like they're very, very close, and it looks like there's going to be direct cash payments, but it's a down payment, an important down payment on what's going to have to be done beginning at the end of January into February, but it's very important to get done.
This is USA Radio News. A Senate hearing on voting irregularities in the 2020 election gets a bit heated between Chairman from Wisconsin Ron Johnson and Democrat Senator from Michigan Gary Peters.
We're not going to be able to just move on without bringing up these irregularities, examining them, and see where there really are problems so we can correct it moving forward. Senator Paul.
Mr. Chairman, I got to respond to that. I mean, you're saying I'm putting out information. Well, one, I had nothing to do with this report.
You lied repeatedly. You lied repeatedly in the press that I was spreading Russian disinformation, and that was an outright lie, and I told you to stop lying, and you continue to do it.
Mr. Chairman, this is not about airing your grievances. I don't know what rabbit hole you're running down.
Facing strong criticism, Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger announced an audit of signature matching for ballots in Cobb County after claims of voter fraud. Raffensperger saying, "My goal is to make our elections accurate and secure and believed by the voters." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. By the way, friends, Christmas time is here. I know you can't really, you know, access a whole lot of small businesses right now, but people are starting to figure this out and they're beginning to reopen. But if you want to go ahead and go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, check out the t-shirts, man. We got some strong statements. Where it declares this republic was not established by cowards and cowards will not preserve it. The list goes on talking about the price paid. And then you heard during the break by Chuck Schumer here, this criminal that the American people tolerate about another COVID omnibus bill, right, to fund this. Folks, you need to understand they're stealing away your coffers is what they're doing. They're raping your coffers. And what they're doing is they're accessing and reallocating that money at will as to where they want it to go. But anyways, I wanted to say, if you look at this, you can clearly see that it was William Pitt the Younger that said necessity. Remember, he said, if we do this quickly, necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. He said it is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. We need to understand their language. And when they talk about emergency and we better do it now, keep in mind they're trying to make a bank run. Okay, and that's what's happening here. But making reference to what I was highlighting here, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the store. We have many t-shirts, sizes, variations of colors. And I just want to make clear, people understand that when I'm showing you this stuff or telling you about these dog tags and these t-shirts and these coffee cups that say resistance to tyranny is obedience to God with Romans 12:21 on it, these are all your ideas. These were not mine. I'm just supply meets the demand, right? And these are your ideas. So I'm answering back to you and say, okay, we can do that for you. Okay, we can do that for you. So again, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, check out the store, and also consider, friends, supporting us. November and December is always the hardest for ministries such as mine, especially a ministry such as mine. Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the store, and join and become a son or a daughter of liberty and consider supporting us because we greatly appreciate it. Enough said, we've got much to cover. I want to highlight another point concerning the issues that are taking place in Israel right now, where 75% of the Israelis are refusing to get vaccinated. Okay, this is, again, important that you hear this. We're hearing that they're giving them cards, free movement waivers, only if they take the second. See, what they're doing is they're basically telling them to sell out in subjection to tyranny to receive the freedoms that God gave them. And this is why it's so important that I continuously bring up 1 Timothy 6:12. It's called the good fight of faith, friends. And if you want your freedoms that came from God, you're going to have to fight to maintain them. And what did Thomas Jefferson rightly say? Eternal vigilance is the price paid for our freedoms. And so it is, and this is on a global basis. They're also handing out over in Israel the so-called green passports. If they receive the second shot, right, then they can go ahead and live their lives the way they did before this plandemic. And you heard me right, plandemic. I also wanted you to hear this, friends. Health Minister, I'm not even going to try to say, Yuli Edelstein, meanwhile, told Channel 13 the idea behind the plan was not to grant privileges to the green passport holders, but to make sure that they can engage in activities that are potentially dangerous for those who have not been given the shots. And then it states that recent polls, right, 75% of Israelis are unwilling to take the jab, they called it. Well, the people there are coming back and saying that the health minister is a liar, just like the American people are here of Anthony Fauci, who is an unelected bureaucrat, right? Just doing what he's told. He also sits on Bill Gates' board, for those that did not know, okay? But the health minister is lying, said the Israeli people. Of course, the idea behind the vaccination passports is to incentivize people into getting these untested and potentially deadly vaccines. They said Bill Gates all but admitted that has been the plan all along. Wow. This is crazy. I didn't hear this through the mainstream media. Did you guys? No, neither did I. They're calling it a Holocaust. They're afraid of the including grotesque medical experiments at the hands of, guess what they're saying, friends? Joseph Mengele. Boy, this is crazy how the Holy Ghost has been on this 2-3 years before we were even up to this point. Matter of fact, what we're going to be talking about in just a couple minutes here is the fact that they're even making posters of that of Gavin Newsom in Whitmer and other governors where they're Heil Hitlering. They're equating them to the Nazis. Isn't that crazy how the Holy Ghost is faithful to share with all of us, how he keeps us on that straight and narrow, how he shows us things to come? And it's for us to respond. Don't expect God to do for you what you're unwilling to do for yourself. They're commandments, friends, not suggestions. But listen to this. They said they were afraid of the grotesque medical experiments at the hands of Joseph Mengele, along with having their gold teeth stolen from them by the Nazis' dentists to fund Hezbollah. So they aren't about to die in a real Holocaust with these deadly vaccines. I'm not making this up. Matter of fact, I posted them on all my social platforms. So do check out those articles, friends, for your own good. For your own good. Okay? Because this, again, isn't happening just in a third world country. This is happening in your backyard. While people across the globe are terrified of these vaccinations, they're trying to sell it to the American people like it's the coolest thing since sliced bread. They're trying to sell it to the American people like it's the coolest thing since sliced bread. Like everybody's in line waiting for their vaccination. Just to prove the point once again, I'm in the store. Look at the lady. I looked down on the paper and it was talking about waiting for approval, the emergency approval, which we've been warned of, waiting for the emergency approval for the second vaccine a day after the first one came out. You can't make up, stupid friends. I looked up at the lady behind the counter. I said, "You getting your shots?" She said, "No, my daughter's a nurse," and she said, we're not drinking in the Kool-Aid. This is what I'm telling you. Just talk to the average Joe. You're going to find out for a majority of the people, friends, they're not going along with what the media wants you to believe that they are. My goodness, friends. My goodness. Nobody believes them until they tell them another lie, right? Okay, so this is a perfect segue, by the way, because I'm going to bring up a state rep from Minnesota tomorrow who has the same passion, it seems, that I do concerning what's going on here. because they see that they're going to try to mandate vaccinations. Okay, he already sees it coming. Common sense tells us this. 9 months ago, we knew all the well the pill in the jam was, if they're telling us they're selling us the virus, we know that they're going to be selling us the vaccinations, and it's exactly where we're at. And this is where we're at. And again, it's going to come out as a soft rollout. It's going to be voluntary, and then all of a sudden they're going to get enough people vaccinated, and then guess what they're going to do? They're going to look at the rest of us that didn't take it, and they're going to look at us, and they're going to ostracize us, and then they're going to accuse us of jeopardizing the lives of others that have taken the vaccination. Mark my words. Bill Gates has already said it. Anybody that's an anti-vaxxer, he said they are the ones that are guilty of killing children, yet it was his dad that was the head of Planned Parenthood. Okay? Yet it was his dad. And yet he's the one that's talking about depopulizing the planet. Let's move forward. It's been done before and it can be done again. Californians seek to remove Governor Newsom. Folks, we got people listening. Enough is enough. People have had enough. I highlighted the fact that Governor Newsom, what a criminal to say the least, he was stripped by the state's court with a big no to his unconstitutional edicts. And what does he do in response? Well, he defies the courts and brings forth more unconstitutional edicts, which, by the way, defines criminality. Okay? 1 John 3:4. It even went so far as to just recently the Supreme Court stepping in and slapping down his little communist hands. And again, what does Gavin Newsom do in response? He stands in defiance of American law. Now, as he defies American law, I want you to understand that he's stepping on the blood of the hundreds of thousands of men that fought, bled, and died, giving us the freedoms that we have. If you tolerate tyranny, you are just as guilty. You are an accomplice, along with him, of desecrating the memories of our veterans that are 6 feet under the ground, that sacrificed themselves in giving us the freedoms in which we have today. And I'm not going to let it happen. And apparently there's a whole lot of people in California that aren't just going to turn the other cheek neither. Okay? Because it seems that the people in California have had enough of this criminal and his tenure so much that they're now recalling him. Mother Lode reported Newsom facing growing recall efforts. This is out of Sacramento, California. A group trying to recall Governor Gavin Newsom has received about half of 1.5 million signatures needed for a special election. Okay? Recall advisor Randy Economy told the Associated Press that the interest increased after it was revealed that Newsom dined with his friends at an upscale Napa Valley restaurant while asking state residents to stay home and physical distance. Of course, people are responding to his hypocrisies, friends. Recall proponents have until March to acquire needed signatures. The last California governor to be recalled was Gary Davis in 2003 when he was replaced by that of Arnold Schwarzenegger. Okay? If we go over, and I did a little homework on it, and I thought it was interesting information. This is crazy. The 2003 California gubernatorial recall election was a special election permitted under California state law. It resulted in the voters replacing incumbent Governor Gray Davis with that of Arnold Schwarzenegger. Okay, they pretty much got the same of both. It's two sides of the same coin here, friends. But the recall effort spanned the latter half of 2003. Seven of the nine previous governors, including Davis, had faced unsuccessful recall attempts. Well, folks in California, folks all over the United States of America, folks in 53 countries that we broadcast live into, it's up to you to mean what you say, okay? It's interesting that Wikipedia, I'm going to their own so they can tell on their own, would say that they highlighted the fact that they were unsuccessful recalls. Well, this one wasn't. And folks, hopefully the one that we're talking about with Gavin Newsom right now is not. When I come back on the other side, I want to give you the process of impeachment. You say you want the answers, I'm about ready to give them to you. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Before it's news is proud to be a sponsor of Sons of Liberty Radio, featuring Bradley Dean, live stream on our website at 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday. BeforeIt'sNews.com would like to invite our audience to share Sons of Liberty Radio with your family and friends.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know, got a guy just the other day. Well, Bradley, you know what? You always talk about what's wrong with the country. Apparently, you must not listen to what I'm telling you or sharing with you. I think it's what you don't want to hear because I continuously thread the answers through my conversation, regardless of what I'm highlighting. It's 90% law, 10% grace over here, okay? And the fact of the matter is I am constantly pointing my finger back at the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution, giving the American people the resolve that they say that they so desire. And the fact of the matter is I don't know how many times I need to say it, but I'm going to say it again. Okay, so with that said, let me go through the process. People say, well, what's the answer? Impeachment. Article 2, Section 4. After they're impeached, prosecution. It's not enough to just recall the likes of these governors across the United States of America. And it's not just Newsom that may be recalled, friends. Okay, there's other governors right now where the people are beginning to drop the articles of impeachment, and they're calling for recalls first and foremost. And we'll see what happens as the days roll out here. But I want to give you the process, okay? Because impeachment means that a charge of misconduct on their part is it's filed against the offender. In this particular case, we're talking about Governor Newsom, okay? A majority of the members of House must vote for these charges in order to impeach the offender, and that's usually where it stops. So if you see members of the House, you see other individuals that are in there impeding the way and squelching out the voice of the American people in dealing with the tyrant called the governor in these particular cases, or mayors, or whatever case or capacity that they sit in, they need to be dealt with as well. So don't, folks, you send the message to the governor. You send the message to the president. You send the message to a judge. And it gets out there. that they've been removed and prosecuted. I want to, and there is literally tons of them. I could do a whole show on that, at least. That's the message that your said representatives need to hear. When the people fear the government, you have tyranny, said Thomas Jefferson. When the government fears the people, felile or diabolical, it's their call, you have liberty. So it's up to you. After the charges of misconduct are filed, the Senate has the power to try impeachment cases like a court. Two-thirds of the senators must be vote for conviction. Okay, the offenders may be removed from office and never allowed to hold a government position again. And if he is found guilty, guess what? He's going to have to face the consequences of the laws that he violated, that he transgressed. This is all found in the provisions of the U.S. Constitution. So here's the process of impeachment. They're formally accused of unlawful activity, committing the crime, okay, 1 John 3:4. Number two, not necessarily being kicked out of office quite yet. Number three, who can be impeached? Well, Article 2, Section 4 of the United States, presidents, vice presidents, and all. The word that's important for you to catch here is all civil officers of the United States of America. You do understand that all civil officers in the United States government, their purpose is to ensure our God-given rights, right? Not to teach people how to commit the crime by being busted in scandal after scandal. Just want to make clear. Okay. Number five, civil officers include people appointed by the president. Okay. Whoever's an accomplice, cabinet members and even judges. Read Article 3, Section 1. Number six, members of Congress, are not civil officers. Number seven, Justice Department or an independent counsel investigates charges and presents them to the House Judiciary Committee. Keep in mind, too, the Chief Supreme Court Justice is also to preside over the hearings. That's important as well. Look who we have there. John Roberts. He's a snake and a half, friends. But number seven, Justice Department or an independent counsel investigates charges and presents them to the House Judiciary Committee. Keep in mind, you want that independent investigative team to be people that are trusted, not allowing them to bring in the fox that's there to guard the chicken coop rather than to prosecute those individuals that are committing crimes against the people. So it's all the way through and through. The American people need to be a part of every process. And it needs to be made public, like C-SPAN, such outlets as that. Number eight is House Judiciary Committee, the acronym is HJC, reviews evidence. The HJC drafts articles of impeachment. That's number nine. Number 10 is JC, debates articles of impeachment. We can go back to Nixon on that one. Who was busted over something called Watergate. Again, for the new listener, keep in mind that that was sold to you as, you know, the left investigating the right secretly and finding out secrets about their political opposition, which doesn't exist in the U.S. Constitution. That's not what it was about. It was about the government attempting to cover up for a pedophile ring back in the 70s, for those that didn't know. Okay, moving forward, talking about the process of impeachment. So you have the entire House, number 11, the entire House of Representatives debate articles of impeachment, and then they vote on them. A simple majority is all that's needed. Okay? See, when you start this thing, you have to see it all the way through. Number 12, if this happens, the president is considered to be impeached. If you go back to Bill Clinton back in the 90s. Remember, again, just to show you what you didn't know, Bill Clinton was impeached. You were told that it was over infidelity concerning Monica Lewinsky and others. If you haven't taken the time to see Clinton Chronicles, do yourself a favor and watch it. It's very easy, very eerie, but the minute you start watching it, I promise it just pulls you all the way through. We knew many of these people that did this documentary. As a matter of fact, Larry Nichols just died recently. But with that said, friends, that wasn't over infidelity to his wife alone. Remember how I continuously tell you that if they can't be faithful to God, they can't be faithful to their wives. If they can't be faithful to their wives, they certainly can't be faithful to their country. Did you know that he was actually being impeached for something called Chinagate back in the 90s? Bill Gates opened U.S. military secrets to that of the Chinese. That's what he was being impeached for. And isn't it interesting how all of those throughout the proceedings were hiding the very reason and the very cause of the impeachment in the first place. And the media gave cover every step of the way to make sure that the American people didn't get out of hand concerning what it was really about. Okay, that could have created a civil war because he's committing the act of treason he was, and he's jeopardizing the freedom of every one of us in this country. And it's been going on for a long time, friends. Okay, if the president is considered to be impeached, which Bill Clinton was, it was never seen through. Number 13, Senate holds the trial, and then the official can be kicked out of office. Number 14, House Judiciary Committee acts as the prosecution, presents evidence against the accused. Now, keep in mind, they're not going to turn on each other. That's why he was never formally impeached. Remember how he came out, as a matter of fact, and they kind of smoke-screened everything, and he said, I had no relations, no sexual relations with Monica Lewinsky. And then remember right before they basically pulled the rug from the whole impeachment process, he came out and admitted that he was lying to the American people. Oh, folks, he's a criminal and a half. He's committed the act of treason for decades in this country. And the American people, you know, they give him a pass, and there he goes. He's still doing it today. So you got the evidence that's brought forth against the accused. And then 15, accused chooses own lawyers to present defense. 16, Chief Justice of Supreme Court acts as judge and rules on admissibility of evidence. Number 17, Senate acts as the jury. And number 18, two-thirds majority of the Senate must vote against the accused to remove the person from office. See, this is why it's so important for the powers that are tolerated to continuously extort these men, because if one guy's called out, they're going to put them in a position that if you say anything about him, we've got dirt on you too. That's why nothing goes the direction that it's supposed to be going in this country. So, in conclusion, when a new representative is elected to office, he or she takes an oath that lists many responsibilities. Abuse of power or failure to uphold these responsibilities, Americans, cannot be tolerated. And the way to bring you to understand that is for you to look at the crosses over the heads of the fallen that have sacrificed themselves and given us the freedoms. If they dare violate one jot or tittle of that law, the American people should be up in arms and throwing off that corruption. See, the Constitution gives the House of Representatives the God-given right to impeach the offenders, and they need to stand up and do their jobs, friends. And we already see, clearly, that they are not going to do their jobs. So we, the people, must take our government back. We are the strength of the Constitution. And again, friends, if we're willing to fight the good fight of faith, God is willing to give us the results that we're willing to fight for, and to that very degree, forget it not. I want to give you one more shout-out, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 13 to 15 articles combating the lies of the CIA-controlled media. Folks, subscribe on sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe. Go to the store, check out what we have over there, membership, T-shirts, hats, whatever the case might be. Also, check us out on beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.